We're doing this for a few reasons. Our poly users are challenging heteronormative views on sexuality and relationships. Many people who identify as poly are also members of the LGBTQ+ community. Pride is a time to celebrate and honor a broad spectrum of sexuality, and this is part of that. If you're poly and want to celebrate Pride with a sexual and fun event, here are some tips for creating the perfect poly Pride party. It's a party first and foremost. Pride is a celebration. Your event deserves appropriate planning and an investment of your time to do things right. Focus on planning a great party first. Here's a simple checklist to ensure you don't miss anything. Choose a date and time. Choose a location. Make a guest list. Send out invites. Plan based on RSVPs plus 10%. Food, cuisine, accommodations if needed, catered or DIY. Cocktails, BYOB, open bar, beer and wine, nah options, signature cocktails. Remember, you need more than swimming to have an amazing pool party. Likewise, you need more than sex to have a polyamorous party. Create a great Pride theme. Of course, you want to incorporate Pride and what it means to your community into your party. You can honor the origins of Pride by incorporating the traditional rainbow motif into your decorations. Don't forget to include this tricolor polyamory Pride flag too. Include poly-friendly activities. Yes, sex is a poly-friendly activity, but that's certainly not all. You want to create a party vibe that gets people interacting with one another, and possibly meeting new people. Plan activities that engage as many people as possible. Charades may be corny, but it certainly gets partygoers involved and talking amongst themselves. Team-focused video games do this as well. If you can get the party outside, most outdoor games can be played tournament style to get everybody in on the action. Make it inclusive. If your poly pride party is attended only by people who identify as poly and have complementary sexual preferences, your work will be easy. However, it's most likely that your party will include a wide variety of attendees. This includes people with a range of sexual preferences and gender identities. You might even include guests who aren't poly. Make everybody feel welcome. First, ensure that those who won't be participating in the sexual aspects of your party can have an enjoyable time without being exposed to things they haven't consented to. Second, make it clear that you are creating an affirming and inviting space. For example, offer name tags that include a space for preferred pronouns. This ensures your gender non-conforming guests that they are welcome. These small steps ensure your Pride party is a queer-friendly event. Keep everybody safe. It doesn't matter if you know every person at your party or that they are all part of your polycule. Safety and consent are something that should be addressed at every poly party. This goes doubly so if you plan on serving alcohol or allowing other substances. This is your responsibility as the person throwing the party. Know your guests. Ensure they are beyond the age of consent, and that everybody is comfortable with the other attendees. Make it clear that sex and nudity aren't allowed in the main areas of your home or party venue. Emphasize that the only consent is enthusiastic consent. Welcome non-poly people, but not gawkers. If you do all of these things, your Pride party is sure to be a success. Enjoy celebrating this important part of queer culture.